Let's start again. The Mishnah says on that day, he said, Dili Mamanis Bishlosha means if you have Hoidos Lahavos, Bishlosha Hadyotis. Then if you have Zelos Lahavolos, it's Bishlosha Mumsim, and then it lists off all of the Knotis. The case of Dalabahe, and it's a Mephatim, Motishemra, everything is Bishlosha. Now, Chachamim disagree with Reb Meir on the Motishemra since it usually involves Din in the Farshis. So you even eat Chav Gimel when it doesn't involve Din in the Farshis. Gemara said, why? Just because some Chayesh for Din in the Farshis might have it, but if right now we're just talking about Din in Mamanis, so why do you need 23? So the Gemara gave the two Pshotim, Chayshishim Allah, Chayshim and Chayshim Shal Rishonim. So what's the Machlokes Amei and the Rabbanon? So the Gemara has a series of suggestions that really everybody agrees. Starting from Abaye, and Abaye is in the middle of Ches and the base. Starting from Abaye, and then you have Rav Papa, and then you have Rav Ashi, and then you have Ravina. Everybody keeps on going the same style. In principle, Rav Meir and the Chachamim both agree that Choshishim Lelaz and Choshishim Lekvodim Shal Rishon. Everybody agrees that sometimes you need 23, even though it doesn't make sense. Even though just being done with Imamanis, you need 23 because it may develop into Din in the Farshis later, so I already label it now as a Din in the Farshis case. That's how maybe Rashi holds. Choshishim Lelaz. The Rabbeinu Tam says, it may develop into Din in the Farshis, I already need 23 now because if you'll pass an hour 3, people will say rumors that the 3 must have been Gazlonim, Mechalei Shabbos. Why do we need 23 later on? Why do we need 23? Because it develops into Din in the Farshis. That's why we need 23. But the rumors will go around. So Choshishim Lelaz, we're afraid people will be Moti Laz and their Bezn HaRishon. However you slice it, whether like Rashi, like Rabbeinu Tam, what it means is if it may develop into Din in the Farshis, so you already need 23 now. So that's Bein L'Rab Meir, Bein L'Rabbanan. And the Machlekes HaMeir and the Rabbanan is, in a particular case, can it possibly develop into Din in the Farshis? Can it not develop? Why? Sabaye claims that the case, the particular, and Ukim Tepshat, Hachem Askinim, the Ukim Tep case is, all Ukim Tepshat. Sabaye says, Ukim Tepshat is a technical term, it means that they have a Mishnah that's written Stoma, and the Gemara is that designed the Mishnah, it's only talking about one particular case. Doesn't sound like that. So that's what Abaye and all the Amoraim are saying. Abaye says, Ukimta is, Chochma Askinon, where Zetzin Yain the Mishnah is talking, they gave a Hasra Stam. They didn't say Hasra Mufuretis, that there's going to be Chenek. They just said, it says Loisinoth, and Loisinoth gets an Oinish Misa. So the Shail is, can that possibly lead up to Misa or not? So you can be Choshish that you'll get more witnesses later, but the witnesses are going to tell the same story, that it was Hasra Stam, it wasn't Hasra Mufuretis. We don't have to be choshesh that the story may change. If the two witnesses who come today say that the woman was Mizana and there was Asra Stam, so it's not gonna. We don't have to be choshesh that more witnesses are gonna come and tell about a different news on a different occasion where there was Asra Mufuretis. We're not concerned about that. So that's Sabai says that's the Machlokes Rav Meir and the Rabbanan. Can it possibly lead up to Din of the Farshis or not? Then each machlokes is like that. So the Gemara says at one point, one of the Yukim Tepshotim was, the case starts off with a Korav Apostle. Three witnesses come. When the case begins, three witnesses come, and they testify that, two witnesses come, and they testify that the woman was Mizana, in the presence of three people, either all three come and testify, or two come and testify, and they said that there were three people watching, and one of the people watching was a puzzle. So we have it in, we have a Mishnah Makis that quotes Rabbi Akiva that there is a din of Karv Apostle, Rabbi Akiva Aimer, that there's a din of Karv Apostle, Mashnaim Ninsach Makarv Apostle, it is Tel Av Shlosha. But within that din of Karv Apostle, there is a double machlokes between, that's what it sounds like, a double machlokes between Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi that's recorded in the Mishnah. One machlokes is irrelevant to our daf, and one machlokes is relevant. One machlokes is irrelevant whether the din of Karv Apostle is restricted only to din in the Farshis, or even applies to din in Mamanis. Why should Rebbe say Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi thinks that the din of Korah Pasul only applies to Nefarshis, not to Mamonis. Why should he make such a... We don't pass him like that. We pass him like Rebbe. So the din of Korah Pasul appears in Nefarshis Mishpat. It's not his man Azeh, the din of Korah Pasul. We pass him like Rebbe that it does apply even to Dini Mamonis. Why should Rabbi Yossi say that it doesn't apply to Mamonis? So we had a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. We discussed it already. So that Machlokes, whether Korah Pasul is restricted only to Nefarshis or even applies to Mamonis, that's not really relevant on our daf. We're talking about nefashis. We're talking about giving the woman miso. But the other machlekes, there's a double machlekes, Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi. The other machlekes, Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi, is within the din of Korah Pasul, that Rabbi says the emasai, the last two lines on the top, on the daf, and when does the din of Korah Pasul apply? Bizman shehisra b'hem. Only if the witnesses gave a hasra at the time of the mice. Then there's no din of Korah Pasul. So then Tosfos comments, Tosfos quotes the Gemara comments like that, the big fat Tosfos. What do you mean, Mizman Shehistru Bahem? You can say Histru Bahem in the case of Nefarshis or Malkus. But if Rebbe says the din of Korah Pasul even applies to Mamonis, so what do you need a Hasrua? He's borrowing money from someone else. He's driving his automobile and he crashed into the other one's car. So you don't need any Hasrua. You have to order Mamazik is Chayiv. If my behemoth is mazik, I'm chayv without any hasra. There's no hasra for dini mamonis. So what does it mean? Mizman shehisru b'hem. The Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Makkos that reinterprets that the term hisru b'hem of Rebbe is not to be taken literally. Hisru b'hem means niskavnu lahoy. If the pasul was niskavin lahoy at the time of Rias HaMaisa, then you say korva pasul. But if it's lay niskavin lahoy, then you don't apply korva pasul. That is Rebbe's opinion. And Rabbi Yossi disagrees. That the Gemara quotes here the Mishnah that Rabbi Akiva postulates the rule of Korah Pasul. Then there's a detailed machlokes Rabbi Yossi within Rabbi Akiva. When does it apply? So on the one hand, Rabbi extends the din of Korah Pasul more than Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi restricts it only to Nefashis. Rabbi even extends it to Mamonis. On the other hand, Rabbi restricts it and Rabbi Yossi extends it. Rabbi says, but it only applies to Emesai. Each one restricts it a little bit and extends it. Each one is Machmer and Mekel. Each one is Machmer on one thing and Mekel on the other thing. If you can call it Machmer and Mekel. So Rabbi says that it even applies to Dinah Karpasel, even applies to Dinah Mamonis, but only to Emesai, but a little restriction. If this Man Shehizra means Niskav Nalohoi. And Rabbi Yossi debates everything Fakir. It only applies to Dinah Nefashis, doesn't apply to Dinah Mamonis, but when it does apply to Ainu and Dinah Mamonis in Nefashis, then you don't have to have niskav nelohoy. That's what it says in the Gemara. That was Ravina's ukimta pshat. Ravina Amar on the fourth line from the top that Reb Meir and the Chachamim in the Mishnah both agree that choshishim lalaz. If the case possibly could develop into a din nefashis case, you already need 23 now. And the machlokes Reb Meir and the Rabbanan is, can it possibly develop into din nefashis case or not? Why? Because Hachem Maskin, we're talking about a case that we know that there's a Korah Pasul. So what good is it going to do that another 100 Edom are going to come? They're all going to be Pasul because of Korah Pasul. So Rameya holds that it's a Korah Pasul and there's nothing you can do about it. Another 100 Edom are going to come, it's never going to straighten out. And Rebbe and the Chachamim and the Mishnah hold know that it can develop into Din and Nefashis that you don't. We're talking about a case where there isn't going to be Korah Pasul. But we're talking about a Din and Nefashis case. So what does it have to do with the Machlekes Rebbe Rabbi Yossi? So the answer is the other Machlekes Rebbe Rabbi Yossi. The two Machlekes in the Mishnah and Makkos. One Machlekes where the Korah Pasul applies to Mamonis. The other Machlekes when it applies to Nefashis, they have to have Niskav Nelohoi. So Tosfos, that's what it says in the Gemara. So Tosfos has a comment in this gigantic Tosfos. Tosfos says, wait a minute. This is Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, the Tana Rabbi Yossi. So he said, just a minute, what's on the next? On the top of Amud Beis, second line. This, who's speaking now? Ravina. Ravina gave three suggestions. Abai gave one suggestion of an ukimta pshat, and Rapapa gave one suggestion, Rabashi gave one suggestion. Ravina had three suggestions, A, B, and C. So the first suggestion was, it's a machlekes Reb Meir Nachachamim that Korah Pasul by Loi Niskavin Lohoi. The second machlekes, boy, the same, if you want to, you can say a different suggestion, that it's an ukim to pshat, hisru ba'achem el hisru ba'edim, and boy, the same, a third suggestion is kachash be'bedikis, and the machlekes Reb Meir Nachachamim in the Mishnah is identical, then machlek is ben zakai and the rabbon, whether haktoshim bedik is pasul. So what was the second who came to the suggestion of Ravina? Kigon shehisru bo acherim v'lehisru bo edim. The witnesses come and they say the woman was mezana during erusin, she deserves an einish misa, and there was a hasro, but we didn't give the hasro. So that's a machlek of Yosi and the rabbon. So Rabbi Yosi's opinion and Makis is Liolamena Nera, got you Pishnei Ed of Master Moshenema, Alpishnai made him, Alpi, talking. We usually learn Alpi, the testimony, the Haggadah said this, Bishnei Bezin, the Pia, we learn Piksovim. When they deliver the Haggadah to Bezin, it should be Mipia. So Rabbi Yosi has another level of interpretation, Alpi, based on the speech that the Eden gave at the time of the Ritzicha, based on the Drosha that they had, the Musa, the Tochacha that they gave at the time of the Znus. Yumas Hameis, based on the Musa that they gave, of course it also means based on the Haggadah Seder in front of Bezin. The Pshuto Shom Nikra Pi means based on the Haggadah Seder. And in addition to that, Rabbi Yosi says an additional level of interpretation based on the Musa that they gave, because the Hasra has to come from the Yed. So Tesis asks Akasha, so the Shai is like this. And we don't pass him like Rabbi Yosi. We pass him that Hasra can come from anyone. Even the Haruk, when I'm about to murder the man, he says, you better not shoot me, or the witnesses are watching, and they're going to bring you to bed, and they're going to give you Misa. And I say, I don't care, I'm going to ask Ken on the earth, so let them give me Misa, let them do whatever they want, I'm going to kill you. So even if the Haruk himself gives the Hasra, even if a bird gives the Hasra, even if a shade, I feel the shade, anyone gives Hasra is good. We paskin against Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi's opinion, he dafka Hasra. According to Rabbi Yosi, that you need dafke hasra mipi ha'edim, what would be the din if you had four witnesses and only two gave hasra? So Bezin says, oh, we're only going to accept testimony from those that gave hasra. Whoever didn't give hasra, go home. Oh, Bezin say, no. If as long as two of the witnesses, as long as two kosher edim gave hasra, so then you can have 100 witnesses. The Mishnah talks about trei kemeyo, 100 witnesses in the case of dinin nefashos. So coming to Rabbi Yosi means all 100, they practiced and acquired trei kol la mishtamei. No, so all 100 witnesses, they all chimed in together. They all gave a hasra. That's the case. All 100 witnesses gave hasra. So that's a shaila within Rabbi Yosi when he says you have to have pishnai made. So I would have suggested. I would have learned. Why does Rabbi Yosi has the pasuk alpi? Alpi means the tochacha, the musar, the speech that they gave the balavera at the time that he did the avera, the warning that they gave him. So I would have understood, why do you need dafke hasra? Tzachok? Tzachok belitam? Why do you need a hasra if he ate him? So I would have thought that hasra is a lahatchim in shogil amazin, it should be mazid. So it becomes mazed when you see two kosher witnesses warning you. You know, we're kosher eidim, we're going to bring you to court. If you have two nochrim warning the guy, or the harug is warning him. You're going to kill me, they're going to give you the death penalty. Who? I'm going to kill you. You're not going to give me the death penalty. You're going to disappear. I'm going to kill you. Or the nochrim are giving the hasura. Or a bird is giving a hasura. So the bird can't bring me to bed, and the nochrim can't, not kosher eidim. So the only time it's a serious hasura, It's a din in hasroa. I'll be partial. Not a din in hilchas edim. It's a din in hilchas hasroa. The hasroa is only accomplishing its goal to make him into a mezid if the hasroa is given by two kosher edim who have the ability mamish to go to court. Let's say there are two guys, they're passing through town. We know they live in Mars, whatever. They live in the North Pole. They're not going to be here for long. These two guests in town, they're going to give the hasroa, and there are 100 people watching. Rabbi Yosi says the guests in town give a hasra, doesn't, it's a joke. The murderer is not afraid of them. He knows that they're not here. They're on their way to the train station, they're on their way to the airport. They're leaving, they're not going to bring me to court. The other 100 people are going to bring me to court, but they never warned me. So I didn't take the hasra seriously. It's deeper. Rabbi Yosi, all the pasuk is telling me the hasra is only shmei hasra, it's only considered hasra if it's only a serious hasra if it's given by kosher eidim who really have the ability to bring me to court. So then I take it to heart, but if the hasra is given by people who are not kosher lahayt, it's not a good hasra. But once you have a hasra from two kosher eidim, then lachar, if you have four eidim and two gave hasra, two didn't give hasra, the pashtus is that all four can come and testify. That's what I would have said. Tosis happens not to agree with me. Okay, Tosis on Amar Aleph says that it's wrong, that it's not so. So Tosis writes a Dava Pasha like that. Tosis writes over here on 10 lines from the bottom. Here you have the Tosis on Tesam and Aleph. You have the line that has in parentheses Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Heim Beis. So the line after that. So the towards the end of the line after that, it says the Harab Yosi who the Amat Yu Tishne Eidim Masrim Baki the Abba B'Samuch. Harab Yosi is the Tanu who says the Hasra has to be from the two witnesses. And Tosis learns that's not a din. It's not a prat in Hilchas Hasra. It's a prat in Hilchas Eidim. Next line. Okay, Moshe Shnayim. Ein Echadim Lohayd Elam Kain Hisru Boy. Kach Shloisha B'Chulei. Tosis says if you have three witnesses and two gave Hasra and the third guy didn't. So they tell the third guy to go home. He's not kosher lahoyd. Why is he not kosher lahoyd? It doesn't say that in Rabbi Yosi. That's what Tosis is interpreting. Tosis understands that Rabbi Yosi's din is a din in Hilchas Eidus, that whoever didn't give Asra can serve as an aid. Alma, they're inferring from their statement. It doesn't say it in the Mishnah. They're assuming that according to Rabbi Yosi, not only need Pishnei Eidim Masimbo, if you have shlosh of Yaboy, you need all three or four. Otherwise, you're not called an eight. Alma, what do you see? What is Rabbi Yosi's opinion? Alma, you can see, awesome, you chashuv him aiden, only those that gave Asra. Avalashar lo. The others who didn't give Asra cannot serve as aiden. Mechay mirim advarim, and it would appear. Taisis is mechadish, nimhuz mekulam, lohayon erogam, awesome shalay hisrubo. If you have four witnesses and they all testified and two out of the four gave Asra, the other two didn't, and then you mazam all four, everybody was lying. So Tosis says the two didn't give Asra, don't get kasha zaman. They're not kasha lahayt in the first place. We never accepted their testimony. Either gave a speech on the stand in the court, so what? It's not chaleidus. The Haggadah say this of the other two is aided. They're nothing, it doesn't count. And what if, let's say, one of those two who didn't give Hasra happens to be a Karev or a Rosh? So you won't say Karev Apostle. They're just not aided. The Lay Armina, Nimtechemem Karev Apostle, Lalabosim Shehisru. The misprint in Taisu, should say Shehisru, not Shehusru. If you have four witnesses and two gave Hasra, two didn't, and the two who didn't, one of them or both of them are Korav Apostle. You don't say Korav Apostle. They're just not Eidim. Whoever didn't give Asura is not an Eid. So Tosus does not understand. The Gemara on our daf here. Who's speaking? Ravina. Ravina had three suggestions. Three voices, A, B, or C. Of Ukimta suggestions. Ukimta pshat in Hochmas Kina. What's the case where a mayor disagrees with the Rabbana whether they can or cannot lead up to Din of the Foshes? So the first suggestion is, and everybody holds it a din of Karav Apostle. Come if Ligi with Pukta Rabbi Yosi V'Rebbe Alivi Rabbi Akiva. That what? Libra Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says there is a din of Karav Apostle. And in the Fashas they all agree there's a din of Karav Apostle. No, the other machlek is Rabbi and Rabbi Yosi. The double machlek. One machlek is Rabbi Yosi, where the Karav Apostle extends the moment. The other machlek is where the Karav Apostle only applies if Niskavna Lohoid Bishatriya Samaisa. Or even if Lloyd is Karva Lohoid. So Rebbe extends Karva Apostle even to Dini Mamas, but then he restricts it. Amosai, but he does limit it. Bismanche Hisrabahem means if Niskav and Lohoid. Rabbi Yosi restricts it. It's only in a Fosh, it's not a Mamas, but in a Fosh it even applies if Lloyd Hisrabahem, even if Lloyd is Karva Lohoid. So Tosis says, what do you mean? Rabbi Yosi limits it even more than Rebbe. Rabbi Yosi limits it, limits Sheba limit. Rabbi Yosi says it only applies to Nefoshes. And within a Farshis, it only applies Hisru Mamish. Not like Rebbe, that it just means Hisru means Kavna Lohoy. Because the Gemara says in Makis, Hechi Amin Aluhu, the first line of Tosis, the first parakam in Makis, Gemara says in Makis, what's Pshat in Rebbe? Emesai Bismanch Hisru Behem. You don't need Hasra and Mamanis. How can you say the Karva Post only applies Hisru if Rebbe just extended it even to Dina Mamanis? So the Gemara says that's not what it means. Rebbe's statement is not to be taken literally. Emes of his mancha Hisru. Hisru just means niskab nalahoy. And that's what the Gemara says. Hechi amin aluhu. What do we ask the witnesses to know whether the din of Karav Apostle should set in? We ask him, Masuli asisa lemechse asisa. When you walked over to watch the murder, or you walked over to watch the Avodah, walked over to watch the Avodah Zarah, whatever, did you just intend le-mechzi, to see what's going on? You were just curious? Or la-suri, or did you have in mind, lohoid, if you have in mind la-suri, asisu, when you walked over to watch the event occurring yesterday, if you had in mind la-suri to testify, then you say korapos. So you see that the Gemara says that when Rebbe says van she-history, man is loved after history. It just means niskavna lohoid. And the Gemara Bayas on Testament Aleph is saying that according to Rabbi Yossi, you even say korapos la-fila b'man she-loy niskavna lohoid at all. Rabbi Yossi is even, no, Frektosis, if Rabbi Yossi holds whoever, this is the same person Rabbi Yossi, it's the same Tana Rabbi Yossi over here, Anaman Aleph, and Rabbi Yossi over there, Anaman Beis. There were more Tanoim, but there was more than one Tana by the name Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yuda, other people. But Rabbi Yossi Stam in the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi Ben Chalafta, the same person. So Rabbi Yossi himself Tosfos claims, it's not Muchach like that. I would have not learned like that at all. I would have learned that Rabbi Yossi's din is a din in Hilchas Asra. That the Asra should be taken seriously. It's only a meaningful Asra if the Asra is given from two kosher eidim. If strangers give the Asra, so the guy's not going to take it seriously. We're concerned he may not take it seriously, so it may not accomplish its goal of L'Havchim Mishogim Meis. But Tosfos says, not so. They're assuming, according to Rabbi Yossi, if you have three witnesses, four witnesses, whoever didn't give Asra doesn't count, and in whose mother won't be punished. So Rabbi Yossi only says Karav Apostle Bizman Shehisru Behem literally. Hisru Behem literally. So what are you going to say? So what's the machlekes over here, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi, when you say Karav Apostle Adin Nefashis, it's Niskavna Lahoid below Hisru Behem? Nah, that's not what it sounds in the Gemara. The Pasha B'Shat, the Gemara, Ravina is quoting the Mishnah. That it's machlekes, Rabbi Yossi, whether you say Karav Apostle only if niskavna lohoid, or even if lo niskavna lohoid. Rabbi Yossi extends the din of Karav Apostle. Even lo niskavna lohoid, you also say Karav Apostle. So Tosfos says, v'na hapachus, punkt fakert. Rabbi Yossi is more restricted than Rabbi. You only say Karav Apostle if mamish history behem. Literally history. And Rabbi is loved after history. He holds niskavna lohoid. So what's going on in the Gemara? What's the Gemara talking about? That's what Tosfos is. What's going on over here? So that's what they is. Oh, the mashma hocha. The line begins with the word the mashma. Five lines from the bottom. Oh, the mashma hocha. I had a simple reading of the Gemara. It says, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi, I'm a minim sech a karv apostle. And the common conflict with Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi restricts karv apostle on the history of him. This kavna lohoid. And Rabbi Yossi even extends it to the case of loy niskavna lohoid, everything is wrong, and for Tosfos the whole Gemara is incorrect. Tosfos is judging the Gemara. They say the Gemara is wrong. So Tosfos says, "Hayna v'meshenechel for the Mishnah zu." The Gemara meant to say that's the mistaken impression one would get from this Mishnah. If you wouldn't know the other Mishnah that's quoted in Amud Beis, you would have misread this Mishnah to mislead you to believe that there was a second machlekes Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi regarding Karav Apostle if loynis kavan lohayd b'shasriya samayse. But once you know a little bekiyas, five more lines in the Gemara on the base. Once you learn Tess on the base, you learn the other Mishnah. Then we know it's not true. That Rabbi Yossi is not the one who is more inclusive even loynis kavan lohayd. Then you know the truth is Rabbi Yossi is more restrictive. Only if hisru mamish. That's what Tosfos reads. I had a simple reading of the Rabbi Yossi B'Ribi. I'm Rami Nisar Kavah Pasim and Kam Kamplukta. Yeah. I had a Meshnech Le Mishnah Zu. But the truth of the matter, I'm tough Mishnah Cheres Yishlal Mod. But if you learn Mishnah on the base, you see the truth of the matter is, the Bay Rabbi Yossi Hasra. Wow. So then Tosfos says, well, that Rabbi Yossi we don't pass in line. Rabbi Yossi and on the base we don't pass in line. The Mishnah is all over the place. The hurricane give us Hasra. That's a Yochid V'Rab Malach Kiram. So the question is, once you don't accept that Rabbi Yossi, you're free to paskin like this Rabbi Yossi, the way the Gemara understood it on Amud Aleph. You know, these two Rabbi Yossis don't have to jive. It happens that it's the same person Rabbi Yossi. We know what his sheet is. He'll only say Karav Apostle. The way Tosfos understood, he'll only say Karav Apostle. That's literally history for him. But that Rabbi Yossi on Amud Aleph, that nobody passes like that, Rabbi Yossi. You need Hasra Dafkin and Piyadim. So if you have Amoraim who are going to pass like Rabbi Yossi and Amud Aleph, it could be that they'll pass on like Rabbi Yossi, that you don't even need Niskavna Lohoi in disagreement with Rabbi. So that's what Tyson says. The discussion, how should you pass on Lohoi? It's a very surprising presentation that Tyson gives over here, the last 10 lines. They start off with their premise, who says that they're right? They're so convinced that they're right, that according to Rabbi Yossi, it's not a din hasra, it's a din hilchos eidim. And even if you have more than two eidim, you have 3-4 eidim, all 3 or 4 eidim had to have given hasra, otherwise they don't count as eidim. So based on their assumptions, they say the Gemara is labdafkin. They say the Gemara is not meduyik. Why don't you reject your assumption? The Gemara would be very meduyik. No, Tais is so convinced that their assumption is correct. So they say the Gemara is not meduyik. It does make sense. That's a different Rabbi Yossi. That Rabbi Yossi we don't pass on like. This Rabbi Yossi we can pass on like. It's a big chiddush what Tais is saying. Then we had the beginning of the Tais. And the second line in the Tais say v'niralei. The Rebalatesis has this Chiddush that even though it would appear from the Gemara Eimasai Bizman Shehisru Bohem that you apply Karva Pasul if the Pasul was Niskavin Lohoid B'Shatriyas HaMaisim, and the Bez asks him, when you walked over to see the murder, when you walked over to see the event, the Chilul Shabbos or the Avodah Zarah, the Halvo, the Hezek, did you walk over out of curiosity Lemechli Asisa, just to watch, or Lasude, or did you have in mind Niskavanta Lohoid? If Niskavanta Lohoid, then you say Kor HaPosel. So that's a simple reading in the Gemara. If Niskavan Lohoid, Bishasriyas HaMaise, we say Kor HaPosel, even if the guy never shows up to Besen later on. That's a simple reading in the Gemara. So the Rig says that's not true. Nira the Rig, the Meshuvish and Niskavan Lohoid alone, if that's all that happened, Loyamin and Kor HaPosel. He does him a table. Only by eight hameyid, if you're only eight or not, I'm shomriyah luchuch and skam lohayd lo. How do they know it's so? Because ma'isim mechal yom delay time ahachi kol agitin kishenos mosim if nekrov mabsulim you psulim niskam and echad. Yeah, we don't have such a practice. They said had a practice when it came to a get, all the cousins and all the uncles and all the grandmothers and the grandpa, everybody was there. We have by wedding. Taisus in Makkas presents the kasha. From a wedding or from a bayas, a wedding you have a lot of psulim, you have all the relatives standing around. So Taisus here asks from Kol Agitin Kishnasam Afnei Krovim Psulim, you psulim is kavan echad. According to Rabbi Yossi, you say even Korva Pasul of Loin is kavan lohoy. How can it be? So that's what Taisus proves from Ma'aseh Mechol Yain, that Korva Pasul only applies if the fellow is an Eid Hameid. There's only Eid Arai, it doesn't apply. So how does Rebbe use the expression in the Mishnah in Makkas that the Gemara quotes, Rebbe insists you have to have Niskavna Lohoid, otherwise you don't say Kor HaPosel, because if not so, Mayasr Shneach Miyechad Shero Bechad Sharagasan Nefesh, he argues. Mayasr Shneach Miyechad, simple. Bezin shouldn't be Mekabel the Eidus. Just tell the Bezin should say, don't testify, and you won't make a psul of Kor HaPosel. You can solve the problem very easily. So what is Rebbe saying? So Tosis has to kvetch. The simple reading in the Mishnah is against Tosis, but even Eid Haraya also you say Kor HaPosel. So Tosis kvetches. The Kohamar and the statement that Rebbe makes in the Mishnah, Vadai, according to what we said, this is a simple solution. B'cholim l'sakein, solve the problem. Shaliyach Hashem v'hoi. Tell them in advance. Bezin should have a big sign. Whoever is related, whoever is not religious, whoever is a ganev, should not testify. Whoever won't be an aid, I'm aid, won't be an aid. It won't be Kor HaPosel. But the Rebbe in the Mishnah meant to say, sometimes the famim shaliyed zeb zeb. After a murder, everybody runs into the bezin, everybody's testifying. The guy may not realize that just half an hour ago his brother just testified. He may not realize that you have a case of shnei achim v'yechad. So that's what Rebbe's argument was. If it wasn't this Kavan Lohoid B'Shasriyas HaMaise, you can't apply Kor HaPosel, because then it will apply in too many cases. Mayasa Shnei HaMiyechad, if it will turn out that he testified. It's a little doichik. Many Rishonim assume, the Rashi and the Ram, many Rishonim assume otherwise, that the simple reading of the Mishnah implies the Feirish Mayasa Shnei HaMiyechad, even Eid Haroy also. Eifrek Tosis Akasha in Makis, it says Beferish. The Apagab the Parakum Makis Horig Yatzil Apapish and Halach Lloyd Bebezin. The Gemara says, if there's a din of Korva Pasal Horug Yatzil, the murder victim is Pasal Eidus. That's the question, why is the murder victim Pasal Eidus? That's the premise of the Gemara. The Gemara assumes, if I kill someone and we're looking for witnesses to testify that I am the murderer, so the Horeb was watching, so he is Pasal Lahayit against me. Why exactly is he Pasal Lahayit against me?
Let's say
the witnesses say there was a Hatzor. It doesn't matter who gives Hatzor. We don't pass him like Rabbi Yosef. There was a Hatzor. So the Gemara asks, how can you ever give the death penalty to any murderer? The victim was watching. When I shot him to death, he was watching. The Gemara says, Achmaskin, I shot him in the back and he didn't see who killed him. So the only time you give the murderer the death penalty is when the victim was not watching. Then the Gemara backs out from that. So first, when the Gemara thought, Harug Yatzil, the victim is watching, so the victim is postulated. Why is the victim postulated? So Tyson says, one shot, he's a stoner. A stoner is postulated. Stoner is a machloikis satanoim, whether oyeb is stoner, a postulated. In the third parak. Where's the Mishnah in the third parak? The Mishnah says, if he's a very good friend of mine, or if he's a very big enemy of mine, is Pasaleidus. Who's speaking there? Rabbi Yudaima. Rabbi Yudai says, Omulai. The last line in the Mishnah, Chav Zainam Ebeis, so the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yudai, and we pass like the Chachamim. They're not choshed that Jews are going to tell a lie, testify falsely because of the fact that they're oyev or stoner. So we pass an oyev or stoner as kosher leidus. How does Tosfos say? One pshat in Tosfos says that the murder victim is kosher leidus because he's a stoner. So the answer is that Marshal says the answer is because he's maybe a stoner gomer is worse than a plain stoner. If I don't like someone, that's one thing. But if I really hate him with a passion, I would consider killing him. If there wouldn't be a police force watching me and putting me in jail, I would consider murdering him. I mamish hate him. So then even the Chachamim would agree to Rabbi Yehuda that a Sinai would be postulated. So we say like that, so it could follow that the same would be true by Ohev. A good friend of mine is Koshalayt, is the Pascal and Nechshon Shalakah. But it was mamish, my best friend. Mamish, he would be like overdubbed in your innocence. He would give up his life for his best friend. There are people on mamish, such good friends. So just like a Sinai Gomor, Tosfos seems to hold one day in Tosfos is postulated, so it could well be that an Oyev Gomer is postulated. So that's what the Tzachoshen writes in Shulchan Aruch. So when you get married, you have to have Eidus Hakima Dovor. So the Chosin Kala should not pick their very best friend. They just pick acquaintances. If you pick a very, very best friend, it could be that it's an Oyev Gomer. And just like one day in Tosfos holds that a Sinai Gomer is postulated, it could be that an Oyev Gomer would also be postulated. So this is one opinion. Here the thesis is on Tesom and Beis. Ziba Maskel Eretzon or Roshahu. The thesis there is commenting on that Gemara. Why does the Gemara say Harug Yatzil? Why is the Harug postulated? Why does the Gemara think? The Gemara answers, the only time I get the death penalty is I shot him in the head from behind. And he didn't see who did it. So he's not one of the Aedim. But if I shoot him facing him and he sees me, then the Gemara says, suggests that originally, the Gemara is going to back out from that. We're going to get to the Maskana in a couple of minutes. So the Gemara originally thought that you should apply Karga Pasal. So what is the assumption over here? Me'echa Teisa that the Harug is Pasal later. So the one shot that Teisa has is that the Harug is a Seine. I be passing a Seine. Because the answer is Seine Gomer is Pasal later. Seine Gomer is Pasal. So that's what the Gemara says. If Seine Gomer is Pasal, so it could follow that Oyev Gomer is also Pasal later. So you have to be careful not to pick mamish for the Eidi Kiddushin. You shouldn't pick the very best friend. You should pick the people who know who you are. They recognize your face. Sometimes the parents pick the Eidim, and the Eidim are friends of the parents, You don't even know the Chasam Sofer. They wouldn't be able to recognize him a minute later. It happens to me a lot of times. They pick me to be an eight. I don't know the Chasam, I don't know the Kala. I wouldn't be able to identify them 5 minutes later. Who got married to whom? You have to have someone who looks at women. He knows what the girl looks like. You have Chachat Tfiya sign for a couple of minutes to be able to say that this girl married this boy, that they're married to each other. So that's one pshat that Taisa has. Then Taisa has another pshat. Taisa has another pshat that Harug Yatzil is because the Harug is postulated is because of Baldover. What do you mean Baldover? When a person is Mechal Shabbos, a Rebbe Rabbi Nizdor, a Boal Eishishish, or all other mitzvahs and Maizim Tegma that he does for which he deserves a death penalty, so that's called Misa LaShamayim. But if you have a murderer, his Chayv Misa is considered Misa LaZeh. That's the whole institution of Goel Adam. The Goel Adam comes to collect. The real one who should come and collect is the victim, the one who was killed. He should come knocking. The pasuk says he should come and take the comment. The Chumash says if the Adon kills the Zevet Kanaini, that the Zevet Kanaini survives Yom HaYomayim, lo yikom, kikat pohu. You don't take the comment. But if the Zevet dies within 24 hours, he doesn't survive Yom HaYomayim, doesn't live a Meisleis after I kill them, so then it says knock him. Then you can take the comment. So, well, who? What's the comment? The victim is taking the comment. The victim is Nabach dead, so his Bokoyach comes to take the comment. So the Goel Adam. And the pasuk has beferish. Some people make a mistake and talk about the concept of Goel Adam. So people think Goel Adam. I'm talking about Harug B'Shoyge. Harug B'Meiz, there is no institution of Goel Adam. So the Ramban writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos against Sukkim and Chumash. Says beferish in Parshas Maaseh. Goel Adam is an institution that exists by Harug B'Shoyge. That the Goel Adam has either a mitzvah, we pass in a reshus to kill the murderer, and then there's an institution of Goel Adam by Harug B'Meiz. Normally the din is Yad Reinim Kiyad Babar Yishayna V'Yad Kolam Bachreina, and by Ritzicha there's no din of Yad Reinim. The din is Goel Adam Hu Yimisenu. The Goel Adam has the mitzvah to kill him, to give the Mises Bez. Ramban quotes is a Rashi later. Rashi writes Goel Adam is by Horig B'Shoyge. Ramban asks, why did Rashi write Horig B'Shoyge? Amem Hei on the base. So the Ramban is saying mitzvah quotes to Rashi. Why did Rashi say Horig B'Shoyge? Rashi forgot a Pasuk and Chumash. Says B'Serish that the institution quoted in the Gemara also in other places, not just the pasuk. Not only did Rashi forget a pasuk, he forgot Gemara. The Gemara said the same said this is Goel Adam Baharig the Mezid also. So the Agrupa Rishonim say that the Onish Misa of the murderer is different from every other Misa in the world. Every Misa is what we call Misa LaShamayim, and the death penalty of the Horeg is called the Misa LaZeh. It's the Goel Adam collected. As if it's a tashlum in Bein Adam Lachavera. As if it's collected Bein Adam Lachavera. So the one to whom I owe the money, he's the Baldover. When you discuss Reuben owes Shimon money, Reuben does not owe Shimon money. So the two parties, whether he owes him the money or not, the two parties, one of Tavei with the Nitra, they're the Bali Dvarim. So when you're discussing whether the murderer is Chai Misa for killing the Haruk, so these who Rishonim hold that there are two Bali Dvarim. The murderer is a Baldover, we're discussing whether he's Chai Misa. And the murder victim is a Baldover, because we're discussing whether he has the right to collect the Misa, because the Misa is going to be a Misa Lazeh. That's the concept. Then it should come out, if you hold like those Rishonim, that it's a Misa Lazeh, then the halacha says that Krovim Apsulim Leidus. Krovim Apsulim Leidus are two dinim. If you have two witnesses who are brothers to each other, Shnei Achim, Akrovim Zelazeh, or any person, if there's a witness who's a korov to one of the Bali Dvarim. Let's say there's a dintar between a tovei and a mitzvah, a malve and a loiza. Whether he did borrow, he didn't borrow, whether he paid, he didn't pay, what the conditions were. So if someone is a cousin of the malve or the loiza, he's postulated. Or a mazik and a nizik. So if anyone is a cousin of the mazik or the nizik, he's postulated. So according to these, we show him that Harug Yatzil, Igmar's Kasha Harug Yatzil, was not because the Harug is a Seine Gomer. Or if it's a Kosholaitis, even a Seine Gomer. The kasha was because the horig is a baldover, then it should come out that not only a cousin of the murderer cannot testify for or against, a cousin of the murder victim, Terevim of the horug, cannot testify either. So that the Ramon paskins against. The Ramon Chayshanishpot is a simon about Terevim, student leaders. The whole issue is not relevant to Zmanazah. We don't give any din in Farshis to Zmanazah. It's very strange. What if the Ramot take a stand? It's a Hilchus of the Mashiach. But the Ramot takes a stand. He says, Krovi ha-horuk sherm lohoid neged haritzer. The Krovim of the Horuk are not considered Krovim to the Baldova. That we don't accept this opinion. It's a fantastic idea. It's a wild idea. That it's called Misa Lozer. That Misa of Ritzicha, that's the next Gemara we'll soon get to. Where Taisus has one opinion like this. This is one idea in Taisus. Misa is always Misa Lashemaim, except for Itzeah, that it's a Misa Lazer, and that's the whole institution of Goel Adam. The Goel Adam is collecting the Kome. He's collecting on behalf of his relatives. So the Ramah passes against this. Because the Horug is not considered a Baldover. If it would have been Misa Lazer, then the Krobi Horug would have been Krivim. It would have been Tosalais. So you have to have a third sheet to them. What's the third shot? Because most Rishonim are not going to accept the first shot that is a Seine Gomor. And Seine Gomor is different from a plain Seine. And Al Halacha L'Maisa, we don't accept the second shot either. That a Horug is the Horug is a Baldover, and therefore it's Karva Pasim because he's a Baldover. So the Rishonim have a third shot. If I shoot someone to death, so the first bullet I shoot makes him into a trefa, and he's not dead yet. Then I keep on pumping more bullets into him till he finally drops dead. So when I first make him into a trefa, a trefa is postulated. That's a gemara later. And I find chesem and aleph. A trefa is postulated. So then when I continue to shoot more bullets and he finally dies, so he's at the time that he sees me kill him with the 20th bullet, so then he's a treif and a treif is postulated. So that was the Gemara's kasha. Harug Yatzil, if I shot him with 20 bullets, by the time I shot the 20th bullet, he has already become a treif. And a treif is postulated. Why in the world is a treif postulated? Here's the Gemara Ayin Chesem and Aleph. Why is a treif postulated? By the tiny letter test. An Odom Trefer is postulated. So the Gemara says, because it's an Eidish Iyat Yochala Hazima. Why is the Eidish Iyat Yochala Hazima? What's wrong? You don't say that a Trefer is Choshev Kimeis. You don't say like that. Let's say a person has a disease. One of the Islam people have cancer. A Trefer is going to die within 12 months. He's going to say he doesn't have to lay tilt. He doesn't have to keep Shabbos and Kashrus. Doesn't have to observe, doesn't have to daven, because a treif is kemeis. There is no such thing. A treif is kechai. The Gemara calls him a gavra ptila, only very restricted thing. If I shoot the treif, if I murder a treif, so with respect to Ilchus Ratzeach, a treif is a gavra ptila, so it's considered as if I killed a dead man. But let's say the treif is baal eshishish, so the Gemara says you don't say he's a gavra ptila. But the treif practices mishkav zachar, so he gets an enish mitzvah. A treifa is kechai. A treifa is not kemeis. It's not mitame. A treifa is not mitame. A treifa is kechai. It's only a din of gavrak tila for one or two or three dinim, very few dinim, that you say that there's a concept that a odom treifa is a gavrak tila. Rav Elbala Soloveitchik has in his Sefer on the Rambam in Hilchos Retzeach an essay where he doesn't farem for any shverei Rambam. He just collects bikiyas. He just collects mar mekaymus and shas to put together the various halachas where we declare that a treif is a gavrik tila. It's less than five. Three or four or two, I forgot already. Not too many cases that you say a treif is a gavrik tila. So here you wouldn't say that the treif is postulated because he's kemeis. No, he's not kemeis, he's kechai. Kemeis, if anyone kills him, they'll be potter from his. So why should you say that the treif sheheid is postulated? So the Gemara builds up a whole case because it's Eda She'i Ata Yochol Lahazimo. If the Trefa testifies, why is Eda She'i Ata Yochol Lahazimo? If the Trefa testifies that Reuven killed Shimon and Yamazim him, they won't be able to give him Misa. Why not? A Trefa is Kechai. You can give Misa to a Trefa. The Gemara says you can give Oynish Misa to a Trefa. You don't say that he's a Gavrik Tila, he's dead already and nothing is added by giving him Misa. You don't say that. The Gemara says Trefa Shahard Bifnei Bezin. They do give him an Oynish Mises Bezin. So it is possible to fulfill the mitzvah of Mises Bezin on an Adam Trefa. So why is it an Eidus Shiata Yochel Azima? So the Gemara explains why, because let's nail the Zayman, they Zayman. That's why. The Eidim are going to be mazin me if I testify that he killed Shimon. So if they'll be mazin me, so I deserve the death penalty, but they're only Nemanim if they're Yochel Hazima. So if Eidim would be mazin them, that they lied, and they were trying to give me the death penalty because of Kasha Zaman, that I testified falsely that Reuben killed Shimon, talking his Zemim and Zemim. You have an Adam Trefer testifies that Reuben killed Shimon. Then you have two witnesses mazim the Adam Trefer with his body. Then you have two witnesses mazim those who are mazim me. So that will be Lesnar with Zemim and Zemim. The two witnesses who were attempting to kill me will not get the death penalty, because even if they would have choked me to death, if you kill a Trefer, you're not Chai Mitzvah. So if they tried to kill a Trefer by giving the Trefer Kasha Zamam, so that's called Gabrik Tila, so they wouldn't get Kasha Zamam. So since Lesnei Ubizayim and Mezayimim, so therefore Odom Trefer is postulated. And that's a Machlokes in the Gemara. We passing like that. But that's a Machlokes in the Gemara, whether we have to worry about that or not. Is there such a requirement? It has to be Lesnei Ubizayim and Mezayimim. I'm an Eidus Shati Yochel Azima. If the Eidim will be mazim me, I'll get the death penalty. So we paskin no. The only time I get the death penalty if the Eidim are mazim me, if those Eidim themselves are also Eidus Shati Yochel Azima, and if you'll be mazim the mizimim, they would be lesnei b'zemim mezemimim. So then they can't be mazim me, and I don't get the death penalty either. So therefore I'm postulated. That's how we pass. That's how we paskin the Gemara. So that's a third shot on this Gemara in Marcus. Gemara Marcus asked the Kasha, if you say that there's a din of Karav Apostle, even if Loin is Kavin Lahoyed, so the murder victim himself is watching his clearly Loin is Kavin Lahoyed. He doesn't think he's going to survive. He's not going to live so long to bring him to bed. So nonetheless, the Gemara assumed that's a Machlekes Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that you say Karav Apostle, even Loin is Kavin Lahoyed. So Gemara asked the Kasha, Elamiyata, Horeg Yachil. So how do you ever give the death penalty to any murderer? The murder victim was watching. So why is the murder victim possible? So the first shot the Rishon gives Soine. Second shot they give is Baldover. So the Chiyav Misa is Lazer, Misa Lazer. And we don't pass like the second shot. And questionable, the first shot is also good. So he said as a Chumra, you shouldn't get the very close friends of the Chosim Kala, the service aid. So what could be? What is the accepted shot? So Tesla has a third shot. Tesla on Tesla base has a third shot. Maybe Horeg Yatzel means in such a case when I was pumping bullets into the murder victim and he already became a traitor, and after he became a traitor, then I continued to shoot more and then I kill him. So traitor is postulated. That's the Gemara later on says traitor is postulated. That's very surprising. A traitor is postulated because Eidus Shiat Yochel Hazima. Do you say Karav Apostle? When they're watching the murder occur. So, is one of the witnesses a gangster? Someone is a Ganef, a Russia, a Karav? No. No Krivim and no Rishoyim, except that one of them is a Trefer. And the problem with a Trefer is if he'll come to court and testify, we won't accept his testimony because it's Eidus Shiat Yochel Hazima. But it's not really a psul aguf. It's not that the man is walking around, the Adam Trefer is walking around with a mark on him, with an X on his forehead or something, that he's a psul aguf. It's nishkim psul aguf. It's Eidus Shiat Yochel Hazima. What if you have a Trefer in the case of Dini Mominis? Should be kosher lahoy. The Gemara says Trefer is psul aguf, I'm chesem out. Trefer is psul aguf should only be psul in Dini Nefoshes and Slesneu Bezaimim Mezanimim. But the Dini Mominis, it ought to be kosher. The Shach has a discussion. There are some poskim say that a traitor is postulated even a Dini Mominis. A Pella Digazach, how can it be? Doesn't make any sense. A Pella. The Pashtus is that the traitor is only postulated in Dini Nefoshes because of the technicality of Eidus Shiat Yochel Hazima, because Lesnei Bezaimim Mezaimim, the Mezimim won't get the death penalty for trying to kill me. So therefore, my Eidus is also Iyat Yochel Hazima. So that's not a psul aguf on the trefer. So how can you say Karav Apostle? The trefer doesn't come to Bezin to testify later. He's dead. He's the murder victim. He just died. He's buried already. So you say no, but b'shas riyas ha-maisa, the Gemara thought Karav Apostle b'shas riyas ha-maisa. But he doesn't have any psul aguf on himself b'shas riyas ha-maisa. The only thing is, every single time the treifer will come to court and testify in the case of Dinei Nefashos, it'll happen to be, I'll be mikra, it'll happen to be that it'll be Eir Shet Yochel Azim. If he comes to court and testifies on Malkus, or on Mominus, it will be kosher. In the case of Nefashos, every time we'll make a quick cheshbon, we'll know in advance, it's always going to be, by definition, Eir Shet Yochel Azim. But you can't really say it's a psula guf on the gavre. Eir Shet Yochel Azim, this kind is not a psula guf on the gavre. So how can you say Karva Pasul? It's a chidish in Tosfos. It's where Avram points out. It's a chidish the way Tosfos learns. Harug Yatzel, because the Harug is a treifa. So if Tosfos holds like that day in the Shach quotes a bit. Yosef has a machloikis about this. If you would say that treifa is Pasul Lohayd, even in Mominus, for some reason or another, Psula Guf. Yeah, but it's against the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say it's a Psula Guf. The Gemara says, Eim Shiat Yochel Azimah. In Mominus, it will be kosher. In Malkus, it will be kosher. So it's not that in the Fashas he's possible. The Fashas, we can't accept him. This will come and test him. To say, sorry, Eidu Shat Yochel Azim, you can't accept it. But how can you say, Subsula Guf, that it makes Eid Haroya, you're going to possible the others and cover possible. Very difficult sheepers. That's the third day of the Tosfos gives. Then Tosfos, they left, we don't understand the Gemara. The Gemara says, Harug Yatzel. All the three Pshatim we have, Hinkinunta, they're all Shvache Pshatim. So Tosfos has a fourth Pshat. Harug Yatzil and Tessam and Beis Lirtzona Rosho. So they have the next to the last line in Lirtzona Rosho. They say the Yesh Mefarshim, the Yud Mem, the Yesh Mefarshim, that the Gemara's kasha was Harug Yatzil if he's a relative. So not that the Gemara asked the kasha, how do you ever give the death penalty to any murderer? No, the Gemara meant if Cain kills Hevel, if he kills his brother, so his brother was watching. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So maybe Anachanami. Maybe if her brother kills his brother, the Karva Pasul. Who says that you do get the death penalty? What was the Gemara's kasha? Elamiyata Harug Yatzel. The Gemara's kasha was in the case when a person kills his cousin. If he kills his father, his brother, his uncle, his cousin, his child, so then Harug Yatzel, because the Harug is a Karva. Maybe Anachanami. Maybe in those cases he's Pasul. Maybe you only chayv Misa if you kill a stranger. How do you know to ask the kasha in the first place? The Tyson says, no, that's a pasuk in Chumash. It says, makav v'imo mos yumos. So that's the kasha. How can you ever have makav v'imo mos yumos? But the father's watching. The father's not hakarev. So how do you ever have a pasuk b'mekuyim makav v'imo mos yumos? Harug yatzel, lav dafka harug. Makav v'imo, even if he doesn't kill the father. Just oisa chabura on the father. Tzoyvel bo. That's what Tosfos. Zichi teima hachinami. I will ask Akash. Maybe anachinami. When Cain kills Hevel, he gets away with murder because of kamla with the rabbin. So Tosfos says no. Haksid be makav ima mos yumas. Afal pishu who kored. So beferish a pasuk. So those are the four pshat in the Gemara. All the four are surprising. But the kasha is, how can you ever have that pasuk fulfilled? How can you ever realize that pasuk makal v'imo? The iser is good, but the nisa, how can you ever have lemaisa b'pal mamish of punishment, the death penalty? The father's watching when I beat him up. If the father's watching, it's always he's off. The son is off the hook because of Torah pasul. Means the yotzim in aklal. The yotzim in aklal. Yeah, that's what the Gemara answers. The only time the pasuk will be fulfilled is if he beats him up from behind, and the father didn't know b'shas ma'aseh who did it. Yeah, that's what the Gemara originally suggests. Okay, it's a good time. Maybe the pasuk means to say yotzim inaklal. Okay, so this is the Gemara's kasha in Makkos. The Gemara is the kasha if there's a din of karva pasul even in the case of loy niskaven lahoid. That's how our Gemara presented the Machlokes Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi, the second Machlokes. The first Machlokes Rabbi Yossi was whether the din of Kor Pasul is limited only to Nefashim, even extends to Mominus. And the second Machlokes, which our Gemara assumed is, whether Kor Pasul only applies if Niskavna Lohayt B'Shas V'Yis Amayis, or even if Loid Niskavna Lohayt. So that's how our Gemara presented Mitoch Mishnah Zul Mashma, Rabbi Yossi is more inclusive than Rebbe. Tosfos says truth in the matter is he's more restricted. But they say from this Mishnah would appear Rabbi Yossi is more inclusive. Afal pi shaloi niskaven lohayd b'shas v'yis hamayis. The Gemara says, how can it be? Elamayata Horeg Yatzil. So you never give the death penalty to want to murder somebody else. So the Tosis gave the fourth shot in the kash. Either Horeg Yatzil because of Seine, Horeg Yatzil because of Baldover, Horeg Yatzil because of Trefa, if he made him a Trefa first, and Horeg Yatzil because of Kurev, in the case where he was killed. That was the kash. The first Igmar answered to Shaharga Me'achurim. He killed him from the house. Then the Gemara says, come on, and still didn't answer all the kashas. The Gemara answers, no. The real answer to that question, that was a false answer. When we gave the first suggestion, Harag Machurv is not the correct answer. The correct answer is that the only time the Din of Korah Pasuk applies is, it's based on the Pasuk, Al Pishnei Eidim, Al Pishloi Sheidim, Yochim Dover, in Miskayem, Zedis, Vishlaim, Lama, Pard, Lachar, Kosov, Vishloi, Lach, Vishloi, Vishloi, Lama, Lach, Mashnaim Kav Apostle of Shloshi Kav Apostle. So since it says in that pasuk where we're deriving, we're establishing this halacha, Kav Apostle, it says Yachum Dover, so the Mashmoyas is, the Gemara says, Vimikaymi Dover Kas Medaber. There's a limitation. The din of Kav Apostle only applies if it's Mikaymi Dover. And the Horeg Yatzil, the Horeg is Nishkin the Mikaymi Dover. What did that answer mean? So Rashi writes on the Gemara, Makas Davov Menala, Mikaymi Dover means outsiders, strangers, as opposed to Baldover. So Rashi sounds like he learned the second shot. That he sounds like it. Rashi explicitly learned. Horeg Yatzil from the fourth shot that we just said from Tosis, whether it means he's possible because of Seine, Baldover, Trefa, Edish Yatiochal Azim, or Korov, the fourth shot him, the Rashi learns the second shot, that Horeg Yatzil because he's a Baldover. So that was Igmar's kasha, say Karapostle. So to that, Igmar responds, a Baldovar is not only not kasha le'edus, he doesn't have a shame eid at all. The only time there's a din of din to echad min ha'edim, the only time there's a din of Karapostle if it's echad min ha'edim Karapostle. But a Baldovar doesn't have a shame eid at all. That's what Igmar answers. The Mikaime Dover Kasmadaba, only strangers who are testifying about what happened. But the Baldover Alein, the Horeg himself, and the Horeg himself, the Raveh with the Nirva, Mamish, the Barli Dvorim, the Baldover doesn't have a Shemaid at all, and therefore there's no din of Kav Apostle by Baldover. That's how Rashi writes, and that's the Ravid's famous Shita. We discussed it already. Ravid Shita in Pagina Nibura, the Ravid got it from that Gemara. The Ravid learned Gemara like Rashi. But Taisvah, this Ri did not learn like that. The Ri Azokain claims, the second line in this gigantic Tosfos on Tosfos Nav, near the Ri, then this Kavna Lohayd alone, Leyar Midin Karv Apostle. Elohim Kain, Hochem and Midin Kulam Bezin. Only if he's an Eid Ameyid. Only those who go to testify. He says, V'Achogav, seven lines later, V'Achogav the Parth Makis, where it says Shom in parentheses. V'Achogav the Parth Makis, Horeg Yatzel, Apishen Harlech Lohayd the Bezdin. So the Gemara is the Feirish that you say Karv Apostle, even by Eid Haroe, even though it's not Eid Ameyid. And for Tosfos, that was a mistaken Havamina. Hanimina mei Korah, and Havamina, Akatelios, Akadaita, the Gemara didn't yet come to the realization. Yochum Dabba, Kamadabba, Kasim and Dabba. Avola Bissof, but when you, first the Gemara is, Hogam Achurov. He killed him from behind, he wasn't watching other answers. Then the Gemara comes, Avola Bissof, finally, the Gemara comes to the conclusion, the Masik. The Gemara's Maskan is, Yochum Dabba, Kamadabba, Kasim and Dabba. You don't need the original answer. Lo Tzirech Lishanui Kamloi. Why? Because the real answer is Matina Horeg, you don't say Horeg Yatzel, because he's only Eid Haraya. The only time you say Karv Apostle is Eid Amei. That's exactly what it meant in the Gemara. That's how they read the Gemara. The Mekayim Yedavar Kasim Yedavar. But that's what it means. Only if it's an Eid Amei as opposed to an Eid Haraya. But Rashi and the Ravid, who translate the Mekayim Yedavar Kasim Yedavar differently, they translate what it means is a Baldover doesn't have a Shemaid at all. And therefore, it's not called Nimsech and Meraidim, Karv Apostle. The Rashi and the Rabbi remain with the Havamina. They say the Gemara never backed out. Gemara never said such a thing. It's only Eid Hamed, not Eid Haraya. It's not true. Rashi and the Rabbi remain with the Havamina. That even Eid Haraya, you also say Karv Apostle.
Karv
Apostle.
So isn't that Machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam that we learned yesterday on the Aleph and the Beis?
Tosfos says the Farish that you do say Karv Apostle. The question is, the Rambam disagrees. Is that what he's disagreeing about? Maybe the Rambam is disagreeing about what we said, that it's not a shame made at all. The Rambam maybe holds that that the reason why it doesn't make sense to take Torah apostle, because the one who says any Yodea is not called an aid at all. It's not a shame made at all.
Right.
Tesis Beferish says that you say Torah apostle Eidish Yat Yochalazim. That is correct. The Pshat and Tesis Trefos is consistent with what they wrote on that memo. That is correct. Now the Re has an interesting comment. We skipped it. When we were presenting the Re, we jumped to Achal Gav the Parth and Makisham. So we left out the middle part. Tesis says like this. The Re's opinion is that you say Karva Pasul only if it's Eid Hameir. If it's Eid Haraya, he doesn't have a Shemay. You can't apply Karva Pasul. And the Re raises an issue. If you only say Karva Pasul by Eid Hameir, maybe it should come out that you only apply Karva Pasul if the Mei took the deeper of each other. If you have two witnesses, three witnesses, four witnesses, and each one begins took the deeper after the last one ended. So then the mitzvah from Yachad. So the Gemara says the Edom are only mitzvah from Yachad, and Edom Meid is only mitzvah with the other Edom Hameidim if they testify Techa Libra of each other. If you don't testify Techa Libra of each other, not. Where does the Gemara have that? With respect to the din of Ash Yazam Kulam. The Mishnah says you only punish the witnesses with Kash Yazamam if you're mazim the whole group. In here, Checker Ha'ed. Ha'ed means Komach Mishnema Eid Ishnaim. The word Eid goes on the whole Kat Eid. So it says in the Chumash, "V'hinei eight sheker, eight sheker on mirachim." That's itzma like Hashazam. If you only mazim one of the eidim, that's hinei eight sheker, eight echad. That's not called hinei eight sheker, eight. Kamach mishenemer eidish nine. So you see that you need atchiozam ukulam. So the Gemara says there in Makkos, the only time you require atchiozam ukulam is in the case where all of the witnesses. Let's say you had Meir, Meinayin shafilu shlosha. Makis Shlosha the Shnayim Afila Meir. If you have 100 witnesses and you're Mazim 99 and the 100th one you weren't Mazim yet, so none of the 99 gets the punishment of Kasha. Zam Achir Zam Akulim. That's the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Bamed Ram Amurim, that's only provided all 100 testify Terke De Dibra of each other. If they didn't testify Terke De Dibra of each other, then the Din of Achir Zam Akulim doesn't apply. Because Achir Zam Akulim means they're all mitzvah from Yachat to constitute one cut. So they're only mitzarfim if they're made, third to the deeper of each other. So Tesis raises the question according to the Re, that he only say, according to Rashi and the Ravid, that you say Kar Apostle even by Eid HaRoeh. So of course you don't need Heidu, third to the deeper of each other. You don't even need Heidu, Eid HaRoeh. But the Shad is according to the Re, who insists that that's what the Gemara backed out from. The Havamin of the Gemara was Harug Yatzel, Harug Yatzel even Eid HaRoeh. But then when you get to the Bistof, the Gemara comes to the Maskana, that it's been Mekai Medavar Kas Medaber, that's exactly the answer. Mekai Medavar means only Eid HaMeyid and not Eid HaRoeh. So the Shad is now, according to the Reed, that you only apply Kar Apostle Eid HaMeyid, do you require that all of the witnesses should testify Tirkei Deidibar of each other? And otherwise they're not Mitztar from Yachad to constitute one big cut? Wouldn't appear so in the Gemara. The Taisa says, these Taka don't need. You don't need that they should testify Tirkei Deidibar of each other. Because Taisa said in the Mishnah, the Re claims that you don't apply Kar Apostle to Eid HaRoeh. So how does he read the Mishnah? Mayasa Shnayim V'Yechad, Mayasa Shnayim Achim V'Yechad Shirob V'Yechad Shahargas HaNefesh. So Taisa said, simple. Let him. What are you going to do? You never give a death penalty. Everyone's going to get away with murder. You're going to be two brothers watching. What's the problem? They won't both testify in court. What's the problem? So Taisa says, no, they won't realize. He testified now. He's going to testify 2 hours later. He's going to testify a day later. They won't know that the other brother was there. He didn't see him there. What do you mean? But if they don't testify, Terke de Dibra. So there's no din of Kar Apostle. So what's the problem? So it's Muchach from the Mishnah, the way Taisa said, it's Muchach from the Mishnah that they don't have to testify Terke de Dibra of each other. It's not Shayach that you have 100 witnesses, each one is Terke de Dibra of the other one. They're very far-fetched. Theoretically, it's possible. But you have 100 witnesses, and the number 100 is a brother of number 1, and he doesn't realize that his brother testified already. 100 is Tirkei Deidibar of 99, 99 is Tirkei Deidibar of 98, each one is Tirkei Deidibar. Officially on the books, they're Mitzvah from Yachad. Each one is Tirkei Deidibar of the other one, and that's why you would say, Achir Zomu Kulam. If you have 100 witnesses, you would say, Achir Zomu Kulam. But it's very far fetched. That's what Rebbe is worried about. What's going to be? He's going to get away with murder. Not going to get away with murder. They're going to know not to test. Why test? They bear each other. What's the whole problem? So the Ri is forced into assuming that you don't have to have Tehchadei Dibra. How come? Ibid Gemara says, by Achi Yazomu Kulam, you need Tehchadei Dibra. So the Ri says, no, it's a different verse. Achi Yazomu Kulam, we're talking about Edom Zoymanim. They never was a Ri Yazomai. They never saw this story. They weren't even there. The Mamish telling Eda Sheker. So the whole story of Eda Sheker begins at the time of Haggadah. There was nothing there before Haggadah. There was. They were plotting together to tell the story, the baloney. But Al-Fidin, nothing happened before the Haggadah said this. So the only Mitzarif that you can possibly have is the Haggadah's Mitzarif. So the Haggadah's Mitzarif has to be Tehchadei the Dibra of each other. So that's what the Gemara says. The Din Achir Zamah Kulam only applies in a case where Heida Tehchadei the Dibra of each other. But Karva Puzzle, the Mitzarif, is the Ria Samaisa. The only thing, Eda Raya, you don't say Karva Puzzle. So the Ria says, no. Eda Raya doesn't have a Shein Eid. Only if Hayid Libisov. But if Libisov is Hayid, then I say there was a Karva Puzzle, the Shas Ria Samaisa. The Ria is Mitzarif everybody together. You don't require the Haggadah Seder should be Mitzarif them together. That's what Taisus explains in the lines that we jumped over. If they're going to come, not Tehchadei Dibur, Apple Pisha Shane Hay, Lacha Kadei Dibur, Mekamakam Yidus and Matela, the Shach Shapel Akushi, with respect to this din, we have Makish, Losha the Shnaim, even though it's Bezachas, even though it's not Tehchadei Dibur. I think Mar says it has to be Tehchadei Dibur when you need Haggadah. No, that's how Chiozom Kulam, because there never was a Ria Samaisa. That's what they say. Apple Gabbalin Yishloshim Zomimim Lahukshu Elo, only Makish. Shlosha l'shnaim to require Chiozom Kulam, all three, all hundred, El Gishira the Tehchadei Dibur. But he says, no, it's a different story. There was some Azam Shah Sagadol Seidim Klasia. There was no Ria Samaisa there. There was no Ria Samaisa. But the only Mitzarif can be the Shah Sagadol, the moment of Haggadah. But for Kar of Apostles, that's a combination. So he says, I only said if he's only an Eid HaRoya, not an Eid HaMeyid, he doesn't have a Shemeid. But then if ultimately he's made at some time or another in the future, then I looked back in the past and I said the Ria Samaisa was Mitzarif everybody and he has a Shemeid. If he never never comes to testify, then he doesn't have a Shemeid. Then Taisa says to have a disagreement with Uncle Shmuel over here, the Rashbam. The Rashbam claims that the Zayda Gizok, the Rashbam, no Basta writes in the name of Rashi, that Ein Eid Nasa Dayan applies if he's Eid Haroya Shinizkabin Lahoid. The Rashbam got it from our Gemara. Amos Abizman Shizma Abizman Shalahisra Behem, not. So the Rashbam holds that we hold like Rebbe over here, that Kavana Lahoid Bishasriya Samaisa plays a role, gives him a Shemein. If he had Kavana, what does Rebbe mean to say? If he didn't have Kavana Lahoid Bishasriya Samaisa, you're not Kosher Leidus? No, that's ridiculous. If that guy's watching a murder, he's horrified. He's so horrified he doesn't even think of going to court to testify. He has to. It takes him a couple of weeks till he gets out of shock, and then he goes to court to testify. So he didn't have kavana lahoid. He's not saying emes of his man shehistra ben. If loy niskaven lahoid, you're not kosher leidus. No. What is Rebbe saying? If niskaven lahoid, then you get a shemeid b'shasriyas amayis. If loy niskaven lahoid, you don't get a shemeid until you actually testify. So the Rashbam says we paskan like Rebbe that Karv Apostle only applies if Niskavin Lohoid, because only Niskavin Lohoid, then you get a Shemeid B'Shas Riyas HaMaisa. So what did Nami with respect to the din of Eid Nasa Dayin, if Shloshi Shenichem Sulevakir Es Achayla, they came, they weren't thinking at all about serving as Eidim. And then they're coming in the hospital, they visit the patient, he's about to die, he leaves his lift, will and testament. He tells him his tzavar, his chodesh, wants his son to get so much, that son to get so much. They see the man is dying. They weren't thinking of testifying. They hear what he says. Then it turns out later, they're the only ones who heard this from the father as he's about to die. It didn't occur to them that they're going to, they thought he wrote a will. They thought everybody, the whole family knows about it. Then it comes out, no one knew about it. So they were, niskavnu levakar es achayla, nichnus levakar es achayla. So then the Gemara says, ratzrosim din, they can serve as a bezin later. But if the man calls him up from the hospital and he says, I want you, or they come to visit him, and he says, I'm going to give you my tzavua now, and you're the only one to know, I want you to keep in mind, write it down and remember it, I want you to serve as the Eidim. So when they're listening to the Tzavor, then it's Kavna Lahod, because he singles them out. He says, I need you. No one else knows what I want. This is my last will and testament. So if it's Kavna Lahod, then they're apostles to serve as Zayonim, and you won't say Ratzo Osim Din, because they need Nasadai. So Tosfos doesn't agree with that Rashbam. They don't agree with the Rashbam on the Kor of Apostle. They don't agree with the Rashbam on the Ein Eid Nasadayim. They say the Ri was a nephew of the Rashbam, like was a nephew of the Rabbi Nathan. So he disagrees with the Rashbam, and he says it's not true by Kor of Apostle. It's not true by Ein Eid Nasadayim. You have to have Dafke Eid Amen. It's only Eid Aroyana. So then Tosfos goes through the three explanations. What's the reason why there's a din of Ein Eid Nasadayim? What's the marker of the din? The Tosfos, he only quotes two of the three. And the Tosfos in the other Masechtos quotes all the three Makoros. So what are the different Makoros? And Tosfos goes, each basis for the din, the Rishonim have three suggestions. What is the basis of the din of Ein Eid Nasadayim? So they say, if you analyze each one, you'll come to the realization that it just doesn't apply to Eid HaRoya. It only applies to Eid HaMed. So they say, one suggestion of the Balei HaTosfos is that Ein Eid Nasadayim is because it'll be an Eid HaShi'iyah Tiyochel HaHazima. Why is Eid HaShi'iyah Tiyochel HaHazima? So they assume Eid HaShi'iyah Tiyochel HaHazima has to be Tiyochel Bezmi, can only be the Kabbal Eidus of such witnesses, that they could be Mekabal the Hazama in this Bezin. This same Bezin can be Mekabal the Hazama. But if you're Mekabal Eidim, and there's some kind of a halachic twist why you can't be Mekabal Hazama against them, you can only Mekabal the Raiders, you can be Mekabal Hazama against them in another Bezin, but your Bezin can't be Mekabal Hazama. So the first Baal HaTosfos holds that that's not acceptable. It's only Eid HaShi'iyah Yochel HaHazima, which is kosher. If this Bezin who wants to be Mekabal Eidim could be Mekabal Hazama. So that's what Tosfos says. Lu, if you're going to have an Eid Nasadayim, the Eid is going to serve. The Eid first testifies on the case, and then he himself is going to serve as the Dayan on the case. He's going to serve as the Dayan on the case. So he cannot. He won't want to be Mekabel Hazama against himself and punish himself with Kasha Zama. That's where Tosfos writes. Because you require Eidus Atiochel Hazima, the Kemish Eidim Yatzim Zanim, La Yirtzu Lekabel Hazama Alatzim, they won't want to accept Hazama on themselves. The Achreinim add on, not La Yirtzu Lekabel, and if they want to accept, they'll be very, very honest. They can't. They're psulim, they're craving to themselves, not La Yirtzu. They will never agree, they will never want to accept, not La Yirtzu. Eidim Yachadim Lekabel Hazama Alatzim. The Tosfos Mavakamah, Tzadik on the base, presents it the more correct, the more accurate way. Not la yurta la kabbal azam, ain yechelim la kabbal azam alatzim. So that's the first explanation why ain eid nasa dayan. How can he serve as a dayan on the case? He's going to give a psak. If he's giving a psak based on his own testimony, it's going to come out that the testimony that he gave is eid shiyat yochel azim, because in his bezin, and his bezin, he couldn't possibly accept hazama against himself. The Tosfos says, of course, that only applies to Eid HaMeir. If it's only Eid HaRoya, he saw the story. But you have two other witnesses who are testifying. So even if he saw the event, he saw the murder, he saw the halvor, he saw the hezek, whatever, even if he saw it, but he didn't testify in court, so his psak is not based on the fact that he saw. Dami hocha, the fact that I saw. Two witnesses came and they testified. So I'm not basing the psak based on the fact that I saw. I'm basing the psak based on the two witnesses who testified in court before Yom Mamish. So that cannot. So that's what the Ri says. The Rashbam is wrong. How can you apply Ein Eid Nasadayim? It's only Eid HaRoya. It's not a problem of Eid HaShi'iyah Tiyochel HaHazima in such a case. Other Rishonim don't agree with that reason of Ein Eid Nasadayim, because it's Eid HaShi'iyah Tiyochel HaHazima, because Yecholim LaHazima Bebez Nacher. Who says that Eid HaShi'iyah Tiyochel HaHazima means Bezin can only be Mekabel Eidim, a Bezin can only Paskin based on Eidus, that they themselves would be able to be Mazin. As long as some other Bezin could be Mazin the Eidim. So that's a Machlokes in Rishon. So that's what the Tosfos in Bava Kamma brings a Hechoche that you don't need. The question is what's the din if the one of the Dayanim is a cousin of one of the Edim. None of the Dayanim can be cousins to either the Baladinim, and none of the witnesses can be cousins Kroivim to either of the Baladinim. Is there any din that says that none of the Dayanim can be Kroivim to any of the Edim? So if you tell me that there's a din, Edish Atiyochal Azina Bebezin Zeh, so the Bezin has to be able to be Mekabel Hazama against their cousins, and make their cousins Kayat Kashazam, so they can't do that. The Tosis writes in Bavakam, and there ain't no such din, we never heard of such a din. So it's a raya that there's no requirement, Edish Atiyochal Azina Bebezin Zeh, as long as the Chalam Lahazin and Bezin Achim. And the Rif, in the third paragraph, quotes the Yerushalmi, that says exactly that. That if one of the Dayanim is a cousin of one of the Edim, it's no good because it's Edish at Yochel Azimu. The Yerushalmi says like this. Tosis wasn't aware that there was such a Yerushalmi. Tosis says, you mean to say that if one of the Dayanim is related to one of the Edim, it's no good? There is no such thing. Never heard of such a thing. So that's the question, whether we accept this Yerushalmi or don't accept the Yerushalmi.
Even once they're in Beis Nachman, once they're in the first court,
there was never Eidus in the first court. There's a Dayan Mar also. So there's never Kabbalah Eidus. We're talking Ein Nasadayim. Right, that's what the Mordechai explains like that. The Mordechai gives this is a variation of the first time. Tosfos gives three different explanations why is Ein Eid Nasadayim. So the first explanation is Eidus Atiyochal Azima Lo Yirtza LeKamal Hazama Al Atzmo. So we said in Tosfos Bava Kama says it better, not Lo Yirtza Ein Echadim LeKamal Hazama Al Atzmo. Yeah. So that's what the Mordechai points out. That's not the real reason why. He says even if you'll be mazim them in a different bezin, even if you hold Eidus Atiyochal Azima Bebez Nachir is also good, that this is always going to be Atiyochal Azima. Because if you'll be mazim the Eidim, you only give the punishment of Kasher Zamam if Nigmar Adin Apiyim. That's the Mishnah in Makkos. Ein Eidim Nasin Zamar Chigom Adin Apiyim. What happens if the Gmar Adin was done by a Pasul of Bezin? Let's say you have a Bezin as Mekabel Eidus, and then before the Gmar Adin, the Bezin is Mechal Shabbos. So they become the Bezin Gamdas in the middle of the Din Torah. By the time they're ready to make the Gemar Din, the Bezin is closed. Bezin was kosher in the beginning of the Din Torah, and somehow they became Psulim in the middle of the Din Torah. So it'll never be Nigmar Din Al Pihem. So that's what the Mordechai argues. If it's Eid Nasadayin, he's going to be done, he's going to make a Gemar Din, he's going to serve as a Dayan based on his own Kabbalah Seder. So then even if Yazimim with Bezin Acher, even if you accept Yechalim Lahazim with Bezin Acher, but the Din is Eid Zamim and Afreyah Nifsach, so it'll come out that these Eidim were Pasul Lahoid from the time that they gave the Eid of Sheker. So it comes out at the time of the Gemar Din, there was no kosher at Bezin. Because whoever's Pasul Eidus is Pasul of Dayanus. So by definition, if it's Eid Nasadayin, it'll never be Nigmar Din Apiyam. So it'll never be Yochel Hazima. Even the Bezin Acher, it'll never be Yochel Hazima. That's how the Mordechai says. Then the Tzoyis has to kasher, but we don't, that's Yal Kegam. Whenever there's a machloikas abai v'rabba, we always pass like rabba, except for six cases. Rashi Tevis Yal Kegam says, Eid Zaymeim, we don't paskin. How do we paskin? Machloikas whether we paskin how? The mafreya hu nifsal. We paskin the mafreya hu nifsal. I think so. We paskin it is the mafreya hu nifsal. So I think the Mordechai adds on. So it comes out that this din, Ein Eid Nasadayin is only if you hold the mafreya hu nifsal. How can it be? Ein Eid Nasadayin is from Tanoim, and the mafreya hu nifsal, the Kamalam is machloikas abai v'rabba. How come no one realized that it's enough in a din? If Ein Eid Nasadayin is based on the assumption that Eid Zanim mafreya hu nifsal, so how can there be a machloikas abai v'rabba? That's what the Mordechai says, no, or the Ktzos explains this. That even if the din were to be that Eid Zanim mikana lahabohu nifsal, mikana lahabohu nifsal means for other Eid Doyos. The guy gave Eid Sheker a month ago, and we caught him with Mazimim today. So what if he served as an Eid, at a Chasen, and a Get, and a Tanoim, and a Din Torah, everything in between? But as far as this case is concerned, the Oso Eidus, everybody agrees with Matreya HaNifah. So it'll turn out that by definition, there never was a Gemar Din. Right. There are three variations on the third suggestion. On the first suggestion, this has three Mekaris for the Din of Ein Eid Nasadayin. So the first is it's going to be Eidus Atiyochal Azima. Why is Eidus Atiyochal Azima? So the first version is, they won't want to. The second version is not they won't want to, they are unable to. And the assumption is, you have to have, it doesn't help the beznachet. Then the third version is, no. Is also okay, but this is not going to help even the beznacher, because it's going to turn out a glory in Lusulim Afreya, there never was a Gemar Din. Because the same people who testified are going to make the Gemar Din, Eid Nasadayan, and Eid Zamim Mafreya Hanifsal. And even if you'll hold like the other opinion, even if you'll hold like Rava, Eid Zamim is Mikana Labo Nifsal, we don't pass like Rava, even if one would have held like Rava, it's also correct, because Laosa Dova, he is Nifsal Mafreya. So there are three variations of the first suggestion in Pesach. Then Tyson has another suggestion. Maybe it's based on the pasuk Omishum. This is the line where it says Dvarim Yutes. The first they say Zedishiyat Yochel Azim Liyut Telekam Alazam Alatzma. Omishum Nichziv Yom Dushnei Hanashem Hashem Lohem Hariv Lifnei Hashem. And the Gemara Darshan, they left out the Mar Mokim. The Gemara says in Shvu is Daf Lamed. Tyson sounds as if they're making it up. Commotion of Piagura. They're quoting a Gemara. The Gemara in Shvu says Yom Dushnei Hanashem Elohu Ha'edin Lifnei Hashem Elohu Hadayonim. The Dayana be Yeshiva and the Eidim Abba Amida. So the Pasuk says that you have to have different people. You have to have Yom Dushnei HaNoshim Elohu Eidim Lefnei Hashem Elohu HaDayanim. You can't mix the roles. You can't have the same people serving as the Eidim and as the Dayan. So if that's the marker for the Din, Tosfos says Mashma from the Pasuk the Bina Sheyidu HaEidim Lefnei HaDayanim Lo Sheyidu V'Atmam HaDayanim. So Ted said, "B'hanach time, both reason one and reason two. Lo shayach yela beira meid. The fear, let him miskavanoi. If he's only an eira roi, he's not an eira meid. So you have different people serving the different roles. Two other people testified, and three people are going to adjudicate the case. I, one of the three people, was watching the shas ma'is eira roi and miskavanoi. So what? But when it comes to the court proceeding, you have shnei anoshim, lefnei Hashem, separate people with serving separate roles. So Tosfos says the Rashbam is wrong whether you accept the first pshat or the second pshat." Then Tosfos has a third pshat. The Rashbam probably holds like the third marker. The third marker is exactly this pasuk where the Rashbam says it. Baba Basa Kuf Yud Gimel. The pasuk says, "V'hoya b'yom hanchilas banaves hashiyelo." When the father is about to die, Luchel Abak is ben Wahu Val Pnei Ben Asnuah Habchor. He's not allowed to make a tzavua to be mar benachlef and the bchor to teach cheat the bchor of the pishnam. So the Gemara doesn't understand why does it say b'yom hanchilas banav. When he's about to die, and the Yerusha is going to go, he shouldn't she? Why Bayom? Does the Pasuk mean to say, Alameyata, if a person dies in the daytime, the children get the Yerusha? Whoever dies at nighttime, the children don't get the Yerusha? That's unheard of. 50% of the people die in the daytime, 50% of the people die at nighttime. How can it be that half of the people who die at night, so the children don't get the Yerusha? So what does it say? Bayom Hanchilo Azbanam. Mar says the pasuk is alluding to this din, that there is a certain aspect in Hilchos Yerusha that only applies in the daytime, not in the nighttime. What is that? That the shloshe shenichnasu levaker es achoyle. This is what the word biyom is alluding to. It's a remes for this din. If three people go to visit the choyle and they hear him make the tzavor, cholik nechasval pivi says instead of dividing to my three children, one third, one third, one third, I want this one as a talmid chacham. He doesn't make a living. Give him 50%, and the others give them each 25%. He changes that's legitimate, that's okay. No one is a pchor. Let's say the oldest is a daughter, no one is a pchor, so he's not cheating the pchor out of any pishna. So the Torah gives him the right. He has the right to change a little bit the Hilchus Yerusha. So the Pasuk is telling us that if they were nichnasu levaker es achoyle bayom, if three people came to visit bayom, they're nasim dayanim bal korcham of the children. Even if one of the children is balking, he says, I don't want you to be the bezin. The pasuk says that the three who visited the choyl and heard the tzavoah, they can become the bezin bal korcham. But this is only if nichnasu levaker bayom. But if nichnasu levaker balaylo, so there's no yeshiva's bezin balaylo. You know, from other pesukim, you can't begin at tchilas yeshiva's bezin. If they started bayom, donam ayom agamam balaylo. Cannot the hemshech balayla, but if they want to visit the sick man in the hospital balayla, they can't constitute a bezin. There's no yeshiva's bezin balayla. So then you don't say ratzu asim din. So the question is, what's the difference? So you're not going to make the din today. Make the din tomorrow. Let them convene a bezin tomorrow. The answer is no, because if they rahuhu bayom, so there's a riyas bezdin. So riyas bezdin say loy teshmiya gedolah miriya, so they can judge. They don't need eidim. But if rahuhu balaylo, there is no bezdin. So there's no riyas bezdin. So yeah, but riyas eidim. A riyas eidim is going to have a hagodah seidim. It's going to have a hagodah seidim, and then we have a din. Ein eid nasadayim. So that's the mocker of the din of ein eid nasadayim. That pasuk bayom v'lo balaylo is the mocker of the din of ein eid nasadayim. So the Rashbam says in Anat Gemara that if niskavnu lohoid b'shas riyas hamaisa, then they get a shame eid and they cannot even serve as dayanim if it's ruhu bayom. The only time ruhu bayom is good if loy niskavnu lohoid. Then we say we can declare it as a riyas bezin. But if ruhu bayom with niskavnu lohoid, and then later on they find out there's a din, rotzu osim din, they themselves have the right to serve as a bezin, even though one of the children is not happy. So then the Rashbam says if they were niskavnu lohoid, then it's no good. So Tosfos claims even that din. They think the first two sources for sure are not going to work out according to the Rashbam. It certainly doesn't make sense to apply the din to an eid haroi. And even the third case, they also think the Rashbam is wrong. But the Rashbam apparently holds like the third marker. And he insists that if it's niskavnu lohoid, so that kills it. They can't be rotzu osim din. So then you have a strong kasha. If he holds on to shnei anoshim, it doesn't fit in. That's the kasha. Okay, that's the kasha. The Rashbam himself on Bava Basri is saying it on that Gemara. So the Gemara quotes this din of bayom v'lo balaylo. V'yom achilo zvana bayom v'lo balaylo. Okay, it's a very rich thesis. They brought up quite a few topics here. A lot of assumptions here. Okay, we'll leave that there Sunday. We'll continue. Thank you.